on the Zmanim of Kriyashma and Tshuva, and he was against it. And as a result, there were excommunications, there were bans, people were put in Kerem, and the like.
I'm saying instead of bashing them, then
it is a very hard question, because although the Zomazon was undoubtedly the greatest, the Gadol HaDor, no question about it, on the other hand, Hasidus also did have the Gadol HaDor as well. The word Gadol, I mean, Balatanya was a Gadol also. In fact, Balatanya's Sefer Halacha, which is called the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if you've come across it, is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. It's quoted by all poets. It's a very important sefer in Halacha. So the Bava Tanya, the Alter Rebbe was Chabad Kolzin, was 100% a Gadol HaDor. And apparently, let me put it this way, Rav Chaim Volozhiner himself, the Talmud Mufa of the Dom Adam, said that he was Makabo from his Rebbe, that when it comes to Psak Halacha, you have every Gadol, every Rav on the Chacham, has to make his own decision, and it should not be Tvotel to the other Gedolim of the generation. So the Vilna Gaon himself held that the Gedolim have to make their own independent judgment and they don't follow each other.
So the whole idea
regarding
them is
not final. It really does not. Now often it's employed really as a sign of modesty, meaning to say, if I come to a certain conclusion and all of the Rabbanim say not that way, so I'll probably think I'm wrong. But al-pidin, I am not mechuyev to bend to a majority. The din that I'm chayev to bend to a majority is only if we're sitting as a single basis and we vote on something. But when I live here, you live here, people live here.
Well, I make our own basis, though,
no?
I
don't
want
to basis to rule up. Well, for your own tequila. I mean, in other words, if you're a bride, you're a sophomore, you're a belzer. No, that's correct. When we had a Sanhedrin, there was a final authority that could decide everything. They weren't allowed to have a different view.
Right.
However, we cannot have a Sanhedrin today. And the reason is that in order to have a Sanhedrin, you have to have what's called Semitah. Now, our Semitah is all fake. All rabbis have fake Semitah. The real Semitah means unbroken ordination from Moshe Rabbeinu, the laying of the hands. That Moshe put his hands on 70 elders, and they put their hands on him. And that got discontinued sometime after the Korban Bayashim. And as a result, we couldn't make a Sanhedrin today, even if we wanted to. And because we don't have the Koach of Sanhedrin, we don't have the Din of majority rules. See? So that's an important idea. And that's why it's Shaiach for a posek to paskin a certain way, even if a majority of other poskim paskin it differently. Now, I want to emphasize, very often a posek will say, well, if a majority goes this way, I assume I'm wrong. That's a separate thing. But if he really thinks he's right, he can paskin for his talmidim even connected to a majority.
He tells
us how
that, oh, it's
really
majority to X, Y, Z, and then,
so in theory, okay, so there's a difference between theory and reality. Meaning, in the theory of halacha, if I went through a survey, I went through a Gemara, I went through the Shulchan, I went through all the commentaries, and I feel this is a halacha. And then somebody tells me, Ruchan Kanevsky says it's not a halacha.
Right.
In theory, I have the right to say, well, that's his opinion. This is my opinion. Now, in practice, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Because I'm probably wrong.
Well, I looked at a five of days, Usher, not Usher, which should play baseball, and like, we're on the process. No, the Talmidim should play baseball. Like,
that's very different. That, to me, that's a very different thing. Because that is not so much of Psak Halacha. That is more a statement of Hashkafa, of what is.
So I'm talking Hashkafa.
Hashkafa is very different. Because I'll tell you why. Maybe I'll get in trouble with this. But Hashkafa very much depends. It's not a general thing. Halacha can be very general. You know, you're not supposed to do this in Shabbos.
Right.
Hashkafa depends on the community, it depends on the depends on what type of people you have. In other words, if I live in such a small town in America, and if the kids don't play baseball, you know, if the Jewish kids don't have a baseball game to play, they'll stop coming to show. Then I, as a rabbi, have an achrayus to try to create the environment. But you can't sit in the ground and say, all over the world, Jewish kids can't play baseball. Maybe you can say in the ground they don't have to play baseball. Right. So hashkafa is very, very different. You have to be very, very careful. In hashkafa, again, you have to look at the development for guidance, for sure, for sure.
Is the matter of possible
hashkafa? Usually not. It's hard to figure out. We don't have the record. It's possible. But I would guess that they understood that these are local things. That's what Pirkei Avos means when it says, Al-Tadim is America, Ad-Shitagia L'Kama. That means, don't judge people until you're in their place. That even refers to the Sanhedrin. If you don't know the Masad there, then you have to leave it around there. That's exactly right. So there's a very big killer between someone telling you you're not allowed to use baby wipes and showers. Now, in theory, that should be the same whether you're in Brooklyn or Park or Lakewood or Hartford, Connecticut. But about shouldn't play baseball. That's a different type of thing. You know, you can't make a universal statement.
Okay, so that's confused because I thought that. Probably not.
I had to guess. I would think that they left many of these young. In fact, that's why in Agarika generally, you'll often find contradictory teachings. Not because one is right and one is wrong, but depending on the Lachan and the Sman, something might be right here, not right here. Well, it's true even in Halacha, the Sanhedrin would be able to make a decision. But in Ashkafa, absolutely it should. But that goes back to the first question we talked about. See this in Sinai, all these different sheets. They all have a mock-up in Kalisa, because people see some people from other areas. Now, some people are very, very attracted to Hasidus. I don't know if any of you young ladies are, but whatever. Hasidus is mostly many, many people. The warmth of Hasidus, etc. Other people are more intellectual and they're attracted more by ideas. Now, who's right and who's wrong? You can't say right or wrong. People are different in what brings them to Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in which there are different kochos, different powers that bring people to these different, these,